After decades of declining water quality, there's new optimism surrounding the health of New Hampshire's Great Bay on the seacoast. A new partnership between towns, scientists, and advocacy groups has people thinking for the first time that they might find long-term solutions to restore the estuary. Reporter Annie Ropeek explains what's behind all this optimism.
Across much of the Great Bay Estuary, just beneath the water, you can see fields of eelgrass floating in long, wavy green tendrils. UNH researcher Kala Matso is piloting a skiff delicately over one of these patches of grass in the shallows off Dover Point Road and Route 4.
No, we want to be on the other side of it.
This underwater grass cover is native to the bay and a linchpin of this kind of ecosystem. Its roots hold the bottom of the bay together, keeping the water clear, Matso says.
It also stores carbon. It buffers us from storms. It provides all this habitat. We were out harvesting this morning. Every time I dug in my hands to get some eelgrass, tiny little creatures would jump out.
Matso says it's like a nursery, and when it's healthy, it keeps the bay resilient against stresses like development and climate change. But it's very vulnerable to pollution. Scientists estimate that close to half the eelgrass in the bay has disappeared since the mid-90s. Sewage plants and septic tanks, road runoff, fertilizer, all put out nitrogen that chokes out eelgrass. So Matso and a research team are piloting some ways to transplant the grass and regrow it where it's died off.
We harvested around 1,200 plants, and then we'll put those into sites that have been deemed good restoration sites.
Matso and his colleagues say they have more hope for this project right now because of a new kind of partnership between a dozen towns around Great Bay. Earlier this year, those towns finalized a plan to work towards a collective goal to limit the pollution they put into the estuary. Federal regulators who set that limit say it's one of the first agreements of its kind. Unusual because all the towns share the same goal, but each gets to decide exactly how they'll meet it.
Rather than having nitrogen regulated only at the wastewater treatment plant, we decided to look at it more holistically.
Gretchen Young is the environmental projects manager for the city of Dover. In the past, she says regulators and communities like hers have focused on their clearest single source of nitrogen pollution, wastewater. But they've all but maxed out how much they feel like they can invest in improving their wastewater plants. This new plan encourages them to try other things, better street sweeping and stormwater systems, fertilizer rules, rain gardens. Terry Damaris is the city engineer in Portsmouth, another community that's participating.
It's opened up a real lot of dialogue between the people who are managing these efforts, you know, the DPW type folks. And I think at this point, there's really nothing that's off the table right now.
One thing they've all agreed to do is fund more robust monitoring of conditions in Great Bay. That'll provide a lot more data for scientists who've long struggled to get the big picture on how the bay is changing and what interventions are helping. Melissa Paley is the Great Bay waterkeeper with the Conservation Law Foundation. She says it didn't help that for years, towns and stakeholders fought over who was responsible and who should pay. Now they're finally ready to get to work on more ambitious solutions.
We've been on a downward spiral. We've been doing a lot of work to clean up pollution. Now we want to see if we can get this ecosystem to start functioning again, to rebuild and restore.
I got my screwdriver, I got my anchors. No, I'm good.
The towns have to finalize their plans by the end of next month. In the meantime, the eelgrass restoration work is continuing. Kala Matso watches his divers hop off the boat and walk through the water, just offshore from highways, backyards, and oyster farms. Standing waist-deep in their wetsuits, they begin the slow work of science, calling markers back to the boat.
Pink hand.
Green turf.
That is transect number one.
Matso says this small step toward restoration will pay off much more thanks to all the new investments by the towns around the bay.
I think we're all just really happy that the municipalities are being so progressive and working hard to make this thing work. Only some of that could have happened without the municipalities stepping up.
After years of uncertainty, people like Matso are starting to imagine that Great Bay could be made healthy again. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.